Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mermaid Singing by Lisa Carey. Read by Jan Maxwell.
Grace. It is only at night now that she has the strength to wander. Rising quietly so as not to disturb her lover, Grace pulls a sweater over her pajamas, slips her feet into running sneakers. Stephen had bought her the sneakers to wear in the hospital after she refused to put on the regulation blue foam slippers. She is not a runner, but she likes the height of them, the curve of the soles which roll her forward like a boat lifted by waves. She wraps a scarf around her gruesome bald head. She passes through the cottage quickly, without looking at the tacky furniture, leftovers from someone else's life. Stephen has rented this place so Grace could be near the sea. Sometimes she calls it the hospice, in an attempt to be the blunt, witty sort of dying person she would like to be. She goes first to the water, down the damp sand and over to the barnacle rocks, which she climbs gingerly, still surprised by the weakness of her limbs. She wants to stand on the rocks, dive into the cold water, and swim the pain away. But she can only sit, watching the moonshine catch the waves, feeling the salty damp seep into her clothing and skin, breathing it. It is thick and familiar in her damaged lungs. The sea does not speak to her in the daytime. When Stephen manages to coerce her into a walk, he clings to her, guiding her over shells and rocks, assuring that the foamy tide does not wash against her fragile ankles. On these walks she feels like a captive, like a creature held just out of reach of her watery home. She wants to shake him off as passionately as she used to want to creep into his body. She tells herself it is the cancer that makes her feel this repulsion, though it is not the first time she has felt like a prisoner. On the night she escapes, the sea becomes hers again. The rhythm of the waves aligns itself with the thrust and ebb of her heart. She looks over the silver water and imagines another beach across the Atlantic, an Irish shore, the landscape a mirror reflection of this one. There, the wind in the coves was a chorus of the island mermaids, who moaned with the hopes of capturing a sympathetic man. She used to swim there, that moan in her blood, longing to leave. Now, though she has been gone from Ireland for 12 years,
sample complete. Ready to continue?